This book contains proven steps and strategies on how to forgive others and yourself. This will allow you to stop dealing with the pain of old wounds and heal them once and for all. Once this is done, you can become much more productive and be happy and unencumbered by resentment and anger. The act of forgiveness is not an easy thing to do. You've been wronged. Your emotions are in turmoil. Whatever the offender did, it took you from a calm, peaceful life and threw you into an unpleasant, dramatic situation that upset your everyday life. How do you move on and get past this? Forgiveness is a process that frees the mind of negative emotions in order to restore peace and harmony in life. It doesn't mean everything goes back comfortably to the way it was. It just means that you accept what happened. You stop rehashing the event over and over, and you can regain the strength to carry on without resentment and anger. Forgiveness also allows for healing and helps you to move on to bigger and better things in life. So, your life isn't that great. You see everyone around you and they're happier, healthier, achieving more and doing more than you think you ever could. I'm going to let you know a little secret. More often than not, they don't actually have any more of anything than you do. What they do have, however, is a sense of gratitude for what they already have in their lives. So rather than bemoaning what they lack, they're busy getting on with life as it happens and enjoying things while they have them, rather than constantly waiting for the next big thing to arrive. When did you last look at your car and get thankful for its presence in your life? I bet you're far more likely to be dreaming about the one you intend to replace it with, or are busy moaning about how much it costs each year to run it and keep it in good condition. How about your spouse or partner? When did you last look at them and honestly say thank you for all the incredible things they do for you, rather than getting unhappy about all the things they don't do right? It's a simple thing, but what you appreciate, appreciates. If you aren't grateful for what is already there, why would anything or anyone new feel drawn to you and want to stick around? Do you feel trapped in your life? Is misery your main companion? Do you constantly feel like you're about to lose your temper or blow your reputation in front of your coworkers or loved ones? Is your life just okay? Do you find yourself longing to be happy and feel good? Happiness is the main goal for the majority of people on this planet, yet sometimes it can seem so hard to come by. Sometimes happiness and joy seems to be everywhere, and other times it can be an elusive phantom which keeps slipping just out of reach. For many people, happiness is a self-driven goal that takes time and effort to achieve. As wishful as it sounds, rarely do you just go to bed depressed one night and wake up happy the next day. Luckily, there are many things that you can do on a daily basis to build up your levels of happiness. The longer you work on achieving your goal of being happy, the happier you'll become over time. All of your hard work and dedication will certainly pay off, and that will likely make you feel happy as well. When it comes to being happy, if you look closely, then you'll find that there's a pattern to your happiness. You can either do things that will improve your mood, or you can do things that will upset you. Whether you make the decision to change the way you approach life is up to you. But just by listening this far, I'm confident that you want to bring more joy into your life.